The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And we've been the last hour or so talking about bigotry, and particularly people hiding behind religion to be bigots. And Chris, you're saying that they're not hiding behind it, that they're, you know, practicing what they believe their faith
is. It's what I believe. They're not hiding behind it. Their religion, their faith, their belief has made them that way. They are who they preach.
You guys, I think, are missing my point, and maybe the caller did too, but my point is you have every right to behave that way if you wish, whether it's because of your religion or because it's how you're just wired or that's how you were raised, that's fine. The moment you step over the line and you aggress against someone, okay, now we have a problem.
Yes.
But if you just don't want to sell somebody a birthday cake because you feel that, or a birthday cake, a wedding cake, because
or a chicken sandwich.
Or a chicken sandwich because you feel that that is supporting their, you know, their acts that you don't believe in for whatever reason, fine.
Yeah, great. Let the free market figure it out. And you know what? They will. Because you know what? I'm not going to go shop at those establishments. Bigots.
I wouldn't either.
The best thing about it is I want to know who those people are. Let them make those decisions and call them out and put it on social webs and whatnot. I want to know who they are so I don't go shop with them.
But religion is like a diet. It dictates how you live. You don't get to force it on other people.
Correct.
So just because you're on a diet doesn't mean that you get to prevent people from going to an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Is this leading into the Tennessee passing the Bible as their state book?
And they didn't even say which version of the Bible. Are we talking about the 1607 King James Version? Are we talking about the 1632 revisions? Are we talking about the Lutheran version of the Bible?
It doesn't matter.
The Catholic version of the Bible.
They need to recall that nonsense and get the Bible. Get the
New American Standard.
Get any religion out of government.
Well, yeah.
Because that's where you have these types of problems. Where you have people who are trying to pass laws based on religion, based on their belief system, and shove it down everyone else's throat, which is the problem.
If they cross that line where they are pushing their religion upon you on behalf of the state, I have an issue with it. But I will say this. People are Muslim because they choose to be Muslim. People are Catholics because they choose to be Catholics. They may feel peer pressure. They may feel societal or family pressure to remain there. But they're there, and they could leave it at any time, unless you're in Jonestown. So
too soon.
Was it too soon? It's like 30 years now, right?
It's been like 37 years, but still too soon.
No, it's long.
But my point is that this is
you don't tell Jonestown jokes because the punchline is too long.
I knew that was coming. But that's the whole thing. If you choose based on your religion to act in a certain way and you're not aggressing against anybody else, that's fine. If you choose to be a bigot, then you're going to reap what you sow, to quote some book I've heard of.
Yes, that's a fairly good book. At least, you know, parts of it are really good. The part that says love your neighbor, I really like that part. Yep. And, you know, we're not necessarily going to delve into a religious discussion on this show unless, of course, callers bring it up. But we do have some callers on the line. Alex calling in from Florida. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. So, you know, on this subject,
back off of your phone a little bit.
Better?
Yes, much better. Go ahead.
Okay. So I find myself getting frustrated with, like, conservatives, right? And I think that I have something to add to this conversation because a lot of people, they may not like homosexuals, for instance, and they'll say, well, it's my religion not to discriminate against them, because they get uncomfortable if you said that businesses should be allowed to discriminate based on race or sex or anything else, right? So, like, the conservatives have conceded this idea that you need these anti-discrimination laws, but they want to balance that with their religious freedom. So what they have to do is say, well, you can discriminate based on religion, but not on race and other things.
I would say the anti-discrimination laws are coming from the left. I don't think the right really spends a whole lot of time on those arguments.
No, no. What he's saying is they're working within the anti-discrimination laws to find loopholes for themselves.
All right.
So that they can mask the bigotry behind religion, but only certain types of bigotry.
Okay.
Is that basically what you're saying there, Alex?
To a point, and I just wanted to bring in, like for instance, Ted Cruz, right? So Ted Cruz says that people should be able to discriminate based on their religious beliefs. But if I ask Ted Cruz, can I discriminate based on any other criteria, right? Like, let's say race. He would
skin color, yeah.
Yeah, no, you can't discriminate based on that. Whereas, like, the libertarian approach is obviously it's your private property. You can do what you want. But these conservatives, they can't make that argument because they've already, they're not basing their ideology around private property. They're basing it around
government,
religious freedom.
Yeah, because religion is supposed to be free, and they can be, nonprofits if they want and get tax-free provisions.
I'll be more optimistic, and I'll say that both sides are kind of getting to where we need them to be. Yeah, they're going about it in their own little ways, but they are trying to say at least some people have the right to do what they want, and that's okay. And whether it's the right arguing on behalf of religion or the left arguing on behalf of LGBT or whatever the other issue is, at least there's a glimmer there. What I don't like is that they keep reverting to the government to fix it for everybody, and that's never going to be the solution.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's frustrating as a libertarian, right? Because I listen to these conservatives argue, and then I listen to these other people argue, and I just want to throw it. The idea that you need the religious freedom is kind of null and void if you just have property rights. If you just let businesses discriminate based on what they want to discriminate in. If somebody wants to create a bar for only Filipinos, that's perfectly acceptable, you know? If somebody wants to make an only white neighborhood, that's acceptable. Just let the market be.
Yeah.
People segregate for the most part.
Yeah, and I think that you'll find that in some of those examples, things will backfire horribly. People will go out of business. People will be shunned by their community, and that's okay, too. That's the market at work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let it fix itself.
Yeah,
Alex, thank you for the call. We've got other calls on the line. Let's go to David calling in from Mississippi. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, so I'm guessing this whole conversation was kind of spurred by my absolutely intelligent state legislatures passing this religious freedom bill.
No, it was not because of the Mississippi freedom or religious freedom bill. It was actually the North Carolina legislature and an article put out by the Family Research Council saying that businesses that the FRC deems to be supporting LGBT causes have fallen victims of Stockholm Syndrome.
Oh, God. Well, here in Mississippi, that law, I'm not exactly 100% sure what all that meant, to be honest with you. I'm only from Mississippi. You know, we're not the smartest folks down here.
Yeah, I'm not surprised your people are also.
But these laws that are getting passed are pointless. And I think any business owner that discriminates against gay people, they're only discriminating themselves out of business. And, you know, most business owners in my state, anyway, most of them generally, from what I've known, don't give a hoot what kind of sexual orientation you have. If you're going to buy a cake, they'll sell you a cake.
Right.
And I think it's a little ridiculous bringing religion into politics. It should never be there.
Well, more to the point, having the state mandating things regarding religion or regarding how you act, I mean, or how you're allowed to act if you don't aggress against somebody else. It's insanity,
hey, Carol,
I agree.
I'm going to vote for you for Libertarian if you get the nomination.
Thank you very much, David. Thank you the call. And your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're also on Skype. You can Skype in to LRN.FM.
Yeah, call Skype, man. It sounds good.
In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And Conan is actually not pushing his cough button when he talks this time. There was something that you tried saying in the last segment that you had your hand on your cough button. Do you recall what it is you were trying to say?
No, but I know old school Conan came back into existence. This is raised communications military where you have buttons everywhere, and if you want your communication to go through, you hit the button.
It's the push to talk button.
Yes, the push to talk, and that just kicked back in, and I had a kind of a little a brain lapse.
And I'm sure a lot of people don't know what we're talking about, but we all have a button in front of us that if we cough.
It's called a cough button, and
we push it if we don't want to talk.
And
don't want to be heard.
The little face on it is like a smiling emoji that is making a coughing face so that you know, oh, I pushed this. That way when I cough, it doesn't go over the airwaves and sound absolutely horrible. So we've been talking about people sort of hiding behind religion, if you will. And I know we teased a story a while back out of North Carolina about a restaurant manager that is standing behind one of her employees after said employee numerous times received church pamphlets in lieu of tips. And Conan, I know that you're not a big fan of tips.
Yeah, we'll explain church pamphlet to people who...
Like a religious tract?
A religious tract.
So it's like a little...
So it has on one side, it looks like, if you're looking at it from the correct side, it looks like a folded up $20 bill. And then you open it up, and it says, this is not money. It's something more valuable.
Yeah, this is more valuable than $20. And it's a damn trick. It's not a trick. It's a trap. It is a trap.
You cannot pay your light bill with church pamphlets. And the manager of the restaurant is standing up for her employee. The story comes from WCNC, which is an NBC affiliate in Charlotte, North Carolina. Penny Craver, the general manager of Dish in Plaza Midwood, says one of her employees, who's also a student, was really upset after receiving a religious pamphlet from her guest and less than an 8% tip. Craver, who felt bad for her employee, did something most people in the service industry only dream of. She looked up the church because, well, they had their contact info on the pamphlet.
Uh-oh.
It is Harbor Baptist Church in Charlotte. And Penny Craver wrote a note to the pastor. The note reads, Pastor Simons, I'm the general manager of Dish Restaurant in Plaza Midwood. Imagine one of my servers surprised when she received a small pamphlet. Every one of us will face eternity one day. Instead of a tip when she served what I assume was one of your congregation. Her particular religious beliefs are not discussed at work. However, I do know that this pamphlet cannot pay her mortgage or her electric bill. It concerned me that someone would consider a pamphlet fair monetary exchange. Suppose your congregation felt it was sufficient to tithe their personal writings instead of 10% of their income. Your church would not be paying their bills for very long. I think it would be great if you used this in a sermon. Pride, one of the seven deadly sins, is considered on almost every list. The original and most serious of the seven deadly sins, the source of the others. It is identified as believing that one is essentially better than others, failing to acknowledge the accomplishment of others and excessive admiration of the personal self, especially holding self out of proper position towards God. I think it could be educational for at least one member of your congregation. Thank you very much for your time.
You know, this is just one more reason to do away with tipping. It just causes conflict like this.
Really?
Do away with it. No. All right. Let me rephrase. Return tipping to what it should be. Exceptional service only. not tipping as mandatory, but for those who go above and beyond and actually deserve to get a couple extra dollars for the work they did for you. And we wouldn't have this problem.
Let me ask you this question, Conan. If you were the manager of this restaurant,
I would pay my people up front and have a sign saying...
The manager's not the person that dictates the salaries of the wait staff.
Could be
the owner.
Could be.
Let's say he owns the restaurant.
All right, what if I am the manager?
Well, we don't know if Penny Craver owns the restaurant. We just know that she's the manager.
If I was the manager and I was pretty much controlling the entire the makeup of the income, the money that was coming in, the revenue, and I was handing it over to the owner, I would say, look, owner, I've got this idea. I'm going to make it happen. And he'd be like, all right, well, you're the manager. You make it happen as long as I'm getting my money. And I'd be like, all right, I'm going to try it. And I'd put a sign up saying, do not tip my folks unless they go above and beyond. They are paid a suitable salary.
Okay, absent your hypothetical of you increasing people's salaries, if you were the manager in the status quo.
Right, I would.
And one of the servers said, hey, look, I keep getting these Bible tracts instead of tips.
Right.
Would you have written a letter to the church?
All right, so hypothetically, I'm still paying my people under a salary, and they are living off of tips. Yes, I would have written this person, but I just told you, if I was the manager, I wouldn't be making my servers depend on tips. I would pay them a fair wage, and tips would be above and beyond.
Craver said she printed out the email and brought it in to show her staff because she wanted them to know that she has their back. Craver continued that she felt compelled to write the email because this was the third or fourth time that this particular employee had received a religious pamphlet in lieu of a tip. She felt it was unfair.
And by the way, if my servers did depend on the tip, I would signal this person out. This person is leaving the stupid Bible tracts. And I would stop them at the door and tell them to go somewhere else.
Well, I don't think they know which person it was.
I'll talk to the server. She'll tell me who it is, and I got cameras in my building.
Right, but
this is how I do business.
It's a party. Let's say it's a party of eight people. You don't know which one of those eight people left the Bible track in lieu of $2.
Then my email to the church would include, please do not come back to this establishment with your stupid Bible tracts. You leave a tip like everyone else in this country. If I find out that you come into my establishment and you're leaving the stupid Bible tracts, I'm going to escort you out.
See, now that's exactly how not to handle business. I know for a fact that the server also received one pamphlet for a podcast called Black Sheep Rising.
Oh, no!
That was in another story on this.
Business card was inside the stack of dollars.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Now, and by the way, I wanted to ask that. Wouldn't it be something if there was an actual tip left and this tip pamphlet was inside some money, but they only chose to take a picture and make a big deal about and then it blew up out of water after that?
No, the waitress did not take a picture of this. She told her boss. The boss wrote the email to the church. There's no photo of the tip.
I think everybody handled it.
But there
it well.
Is a little bit more to this story, and we'll get into that. This is Free Talk Live.
Lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in with your thoughts on people claiming to be Christians that aren't leaving tips. They're leaving Bible tracts instead. Or people hiding their bigotry behind their religion. Or getting arrested for trying to walk your children to school. Or, Conan, you've got a story that we might be able to get into about somebody that may have gotten arrested for allowing their child to walk to a McDonald's. And, well, pretty much anything that is on your mind. Before we jump back into the story out of North Carolina about the person not leaving a tip, I want to make sure I tell you how you can wind up saving money. And, well, yeah, you could save money by not going out to eat where tipping is considered the norm. Or you could not really change the way you act except to buy stuff through Save at Purse instead of directly from Amazon. Because how would you like to save 20% or more on things that you were going to buy anyway? Well, you can do that when you go to saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. And what you would do is sign up for an account. You put things in an Amazon wish list. You then import that wish list into your Purse account. You then fund the Purse account using Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a decentralized cryptocurrency, and you can actually use pretty much any cryptocurrency using the Shapeshift tool that then winds up converting it to where Purse gets Bitcoin. And I just recently bought some oversized envelopes that are a very unusual size, and I saved 27% using Bitcoin at first.
Nice.
Are they sideways? You said unusual size.
Yeah, it's the number 14 size envelope.
Oh, not your normal number 10. We're talking 14.
Right. It's a very unusual size. So the size 12 is the size envelope that a bumper sticker fits nicely into. Size 14, a newspaper fits nicely into when folded over one more time.
I'll tell you.
You put your newspaper into the DPP.cc.
The FPP News, yes.
Ah, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, so that way instead of having to fold the thing extra times and shove it in a 6x9 envelope or shove it in one of the number 12 envelopes, I've got these number 14s. I saved $10.56. Using Bitcoin at saveatpurse.com.
How many times can you fold an FPP.cc newspaper, Daryl?
I've only ever added two extra folds to the two folds that already exist. But, you know, the claim is you can't fold a piece of paper more than seven times. Although Mythbusters did something with the super oversized...
Unless you use a hydraulic press.
No, what the Mythbusters did, they had the super oversized piece of paper, and they used a steamroller, and they were able to fold it 11 times.
There you go.
The hydraulic press, that actually wound up shattering the paper.
Oh, I never got that. I didn't get that far in the article.
Yeah, I watched. There's a video, and I watched the video.
It's cellulose, so it's like compact. It's going to have little air...
Yeah,
pockets.
I get it. So I guess you never imagine shattering paper.
Wow, that's neat.
Yeah, so watch the video. It's amazing. I wish the slow-mo guys would have wound up doing that video so you could see the shatter happen in slow motion at, what is it, like 5,000 frames per second?
And it would probably have to be a macro camera as well, so and slow-mo. So that's, what are we talking about? What kind of bucks are we talking about on that, Reitman?
I don't know.
That's some technology. Yeah, three-bitty.
This is why Envelope Talk Live is my favorite show. Second only to Map Talk Live and Global Map Conspiracy Talk Live.
Yes. So let's get back into the story out of North Carolina, where the manager of a restaurant called Dish... wrote a letter to a preacher because one of his congregants left Bible tracts instead of money, or possibly in addition to money. We'll find that out here momentarily. But this one particular server on at least three or four occasions had received Bible tracts and incredibly small tips. And so she went to the manager.
There you go.
Like, hey, manager.
That's where I was going. Was there actually money involved and this Bible tract? Because that wouldn't be... Because this happened a couple of years ago here, where some knucklehead decided that they would put some activist propaganda media in the trick-or-treat candy baskets.
Yes, there was one piece...
And that came back...
There was one piece of literature for seven pieces of candy.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, that's a bargain. So I would take some communist propaganda if I can get
seven pieces of candy.
I would know what to do with that propaganda. Go right in the trash. Let candy go right in the stomach.
Let's get back into the article. Pastor Simon says the church always encourages its congregation to leave tips because they know how hard people work. He says that he worked in the food industry in college and knows how hard the service industry is. He says that he spoke to the congregant who left the pamphlet at the restaurant, who stated he left the tip on the credit card. In response, Pastor Simon says, if it turns out we did not pay the tip, we're going to take care of that because we always leave a 20% tip. The investigation by Dish and NBC found that there was a $2 tip left on the $25.96 bill. And there was also the Bible tract.
Well, the flip side of being a server or being in the service industry relying on tips is sometimes you get those and there's not even a religious pamphlet to go along with it. Sometimes
there's nothing left to actually really get crazy about. In this case, it was a low tip and some propaganda.
Right. And that's what makes it
a big
deal.
And that's what blew up in yours guys' face 2 years ago when you put that propaganda in with the seven pieces of candy. they don't remember the seven pieces of candy. They just remember the propaganda, which they don't agree with. And I wouldn't be surprised if this owner, or not owner, this manager of this restaurant is probably an atheist and probably doesn't agree with.
I don't know. Based on the letter that was written, it sounds as though they're at least knowledgeable about Christianity.
I know a lot of atheists who are knowledgeable. And those are the best types of atheists, by the way, the ones who actually know what they're against. Because to just be against it because you're against it.
That's, right, and that's how I came to be anti-government, is because I realized what it was. I read their laws, and I was like, wait a second, this is completely arbitrary. It makes absolutely no sense. Why is it that in one area it's illegal to collect seaweed or rockweed at night below the high tide line, but somewhere else that's completely acceptable, but it's illegal to purchase tobacco when you're 18, but somewhere else you can be 19, and somewhere in Hawaii you've got to be 21 now. So all of these laws are completely arbitrary.
But some people just come to their conclusion because it just makes sense, and that's their conclusion. They didn't need to learn anything about it to realize. Some people hear the story of Jesus and they go, that makes no sense to me, so I'm done with it.
Yeah,
I didn't need to learn a lot about it.
But I don't want them to go on. I don't want those to be the spokesholes of that movement.
If
they don't actually know what they're against, if they heard one story and they're like, all right, that's ridiculous.
Well, that would be like,
I don't want them to be writing
articles. Be like someone on the far right who doesn't understand everything about the religion of Islam.
Right.
Going off and
preaching, we need to blow these people up and
every night
before they blow us up.
Let's go to the phones. We've got James calling in from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts, or just hang up.
He hung up after all that time?
He hung up after I clicked on air and said he was on the air.
Oh, well. Happens. Got another call?
Call back, James.
No, I do not have another call, but we will take your calls. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And remember, it's one call per night, so if you waste your call on hanging up as soon as I put you on the air, you can try calling back tomorrow. Your calls, your thoughts, and Conan, you're going to tell us about people getting arrested for walking to McDonald's.
Yep.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, we're also on Skype. Username is LRN.FM. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements, and we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Moments remain for you and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we're on Skype. Username is LRN.FM. Conan and Chris are in studio with Daryl tonight. And Conan, you've got a story about somebody getting arrested for allowing their child to walk to McDonald's.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, is it because the child was getting horrible food? The child walked across a busy intersection without waiting for the walk, don't walk sign to say walk?
Did you walk to a school?
Do you feel lucky?
On your way to McDonald's?
Do you feel lucky, punk kid? Or was it because the kid was of a certain age and someone
How
has
old?
Decided
oh, dear.
Someone has decided that
How old?
Children of a certain age aren't able to walk unaccompanied, 9 years old and 3 years old.
9 years old. When I was, I believe, 5 or 6, I would ride my bicycle with my brother, who is about 2.5 years older than me. We would ride it across First Avenue North in Birmingham, Alabama, fairly busy street, and we would ride from Eastlake Park, where my dad ran a concession stand, to the Burger King, and that was across the street, probably half a mile away, if not a little further, and we would ride our bikes through the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm. And, Daryl, I'm the same age as you. Same story. Very young. And I would walk or ride whatever bicycle I had working at the time and go half a mile to a full mile to the nearest lake or the park or to go hang out with some friends. And there's lots of roads to be crossed. This is definitely something that has changed in our society where, you know, young children just aren't able to grow up and be adults. And well, so here, let's keep them until they're 26. I mean,
but young's a variable age. Young starts out at like being, okay, well, if you're less than 5, you really don't want to see a 5-year-old walking around. Well, you know, 7 isn't really grown up. 10, now it's 12, now it's 15. I'm sorry, when we were like 9 years old, we were walking off into the country with guns.
Yeah, and let me add, when I was walking down the road to my buddy's house a half mile away, I'd have my BB gun rifle slung over my back. Never a problem. Never, ever a problem.
And then let me just add one additional thing. You said that there were two children, one aged 9 and the other aged 3.
Correct.
I don't think that I would trust a 9-year-old, and I know that when I was 9, I should not have been trusted with someone that was 3 years old.
I was good to go. I was good to go. Yeah.
You think at 9 years old you were okay enough to babysit a 3-year-old?
This child was old enough to go to McDonald's and purchase a meal.
Oh, my God. How far was this?
Quarter mile. If that child is capable of going to a store and purchasing an item, then I can trust that kid to walk down a highway and cross one road in order to get to that store. Yes, I think that this kid was all right. The parent thought it was all right and had no problem with it, and she was surprised when the cop came and grabbed her.
So did they talk about what this walk was like? Because it looks like in the picture of the article I'm seeing that the kids are walking on a sidewalk.
That is, yes.
Or did they have to cross a highway?
Yes, there was a highway involved.
Let
me get on it. Mom arrested for, and by the way, this comes to us today, Reason.com. Mom arrested for letting kids walk to McDonald's around the corner. A South Carolina mom who let her 9-year-old nephew walk her 3-year-old son to McDonald's less than a quarter mile away has been arrested and charged with child neglect.
What part of South Carolina?
It doesn't say. The news station that reported on is WSPA News 7. The officer says the boys had to cross a street and pass several businesses and homes to get to the eatery, putting their safety at risk.
From what? Passing houses or passing other businesses? Which one of these is this?
I think it was
horrible.
I don't even know. The mom, Tisha Mesha Hillstock, that's a very interesting name, 24, there's your problem, she's a young mom, told the police the unthinkable. She had trusted the older boy to take care of his cousin, which apparently he was doing. Nonetheless, when the kids were spotted without an adult or drone or armored tank to keep them safe, the cops swooped in and accompanied them back to their house, to their homes. Then the Spartanburg, there you go, Daryl. The Spartanburg Police Department then issued arrest warrant for the mom.
Charged with child neglect.
Because anytime a child is unsupervised, a parent must be arrested.
Anytime a child is unsupervised. So every parent that ever goes to sleep must be arrested because they are not supervising their child who is also asleep in a completely different part of the house.
I don't think it's gone there yet, but it could possibly be there in a few years.
Is yet.
Yet.
Give them time, and they will.
Oh, my God. That's just insanity.
I think that wraps it up. There are ironclad, iron-willed individuals out there who want these kids to be safe, and they don't want to suffer the same tribulations that they suffered when they were a kid, having to walk everywhere, and maybe there was a pedophile on that corner, and that's what Family Guy tells us. And they don't want this shit. They want this to happen, so they have to create these laws to protect us.
No, it's just control
from living our lives.
It's every possible thing government can do to inflict that much more control on our lives until
for our own good.
That's it.
For our own security.
Those are just excuses. I mean, the goal here is control.
Well, I want to monitor this one. I want to see if the young mother gets off. I know this.
And she's not that young, Conan.
Something very, very similar happened to me. My daughter was around 9, capable, incredibly capable of taking care of her own. And going by the way that I was raised in the woods. And I was running around with a BB gun and with sharpened knives and, you know, going out and slaying the moccasin, right, the snake of Florida.
In your loincloth.
In my shorts. Okay. Just shorts, barefoot, you know. And
I was working on the visual there.
I ran into an issue, the same exact kind of a problem with my 9-year-old daughter, where I ran down to the store. And my daughter was napping. And sometime during the 15-20 minute trip, she woke up and walked outside. Neighbors found out about it, called the cops on me.
You're kidding.
And next thing I know, cops and a representative of Children's Family Service, that's the Florida racket,
right,
were in my house, going through my my stuff, making sure that there were no bear sticks where I was beating the kids. And I'm like thinking this is all good to go. No, I had to go through 6+ months of counseling and, you know, these people coming to my house and making sure everything is good to go. Complete waste of time. And this was an issue where my kid could have gotten taken from me that evening. And I, you know.
So what was the ultimate conclusion to that? Obviously, you did not lose custody.
No, I just had to go through these flaming rackets.
So what happened? Did they drop everything and say everything's unfounded, or did it go to a trial and a judge had to determine that it was unfounded?
No, actually, it didn't go to court. It just it went through the protective services.
So they did their investigation and decided concluded that they didn't have any evidence of anything.
Decided,
right.
No, they did. They decided that I needed counseling for 6 months, and I think it got dropped. I think it was a complete year, which got dropped to 6 months.
Right, but what would have happened if you would have said, no, my daughter's perfectly capable of doing that. She wasn't in any danger. Nobody got hurt. There's no victim. There's no nothing. If you would have done that, then you would have been in court.
Oh, yeah, I would have.
Then you, God knows what you'd face. But that's the whole thing.
Fines,
I mean,
maybe even jail time.
We're going to have generations that just have no knowledge of how to survive on their own, how to do the simplest things.
We've already got a generation that doesn't know what go play outside means.
Sure. I get it.
I was riding my bike to the gym or home from the gym a couple of weeks ago and saw something that I had not seen in years. A father and son throwing a football.
Yeah.
And I commented.
What's that?
I commented, I was like, this is something I've not seen in a long time.
Yeah.
And the dad was like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But how many son-father throwing the dodgeball? The big, the red, the hurt ball. How many of those have you seen? That's archaic. That's gone.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. If you can dodge a car, you can dodge a ball.
If you can dodge a wrench...
Yeah.
I'm going to think about that one.
Perfect, wonderful movie and perfect, wonderful ending to another episode of Free Talk Live. We'll be back tomorrow and online at freetalklive.com. In the meantime, it's been Daryl, Chris, and Conan.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.